Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a Fast Government series. In 2012, the IBM Center for the Business of Government published Governing to Win, Enhancing National Competitiveness Through New Policy and Operating Approaches, in which Chuck Pro, its editor, introduced the concept of fast government as a key to increasing the mission value of government organizations. What is fast government? How can we develop strategies and tools to deliver fast government? And how can government move into the 21st century to become faster, cheaper, and better? This special edition of the Business of Government Hour will explore these questions and more with Chuck Pro, editor of the IBM Center report, Fast Government, Accelerating Service Quality While Reducing Cost and Time. Fast Government was born from conversations with hundreds of government leaders following the publication of Governing to Win in 2012. The thread that ran through all of these conversations was the enormous value that the element of time represented. Speed, agility, real-time, rapid response. What all of these have in common is the relationship of time to mission effectiveness and value. Governing to Win set out to explore how our national competitiveness is directly related to how we improve the missions that are provided by government, while also reducing the overall cost of government. Chuck Pro elaborates.
Governing to Win was really based around some work that we did in 2009 associated with taking costs out of government. You can recall at the time that was a very important topic like it is today. And the result of that was a piece of work called A Trillion Reasons, which identified $1 trillion of savings over about a 7 to 8 year period of time in the federal government. And after working with our OMB colleagues, our clients, for a number of months, and some important conversations came out of there, like cloud computing and cloud first, you know, like many advances around shared services. But it became very, very clear that the conversation and the actions needed to be much, much deeper than cost and framed in a very different way, which is where the book Governing to Win came from and really began to change the conversation from a cost-only conversation to a conversation that was really based in national competitiveness.
Government organizations and their people are really driven by the value of the mission they support. What government leaders and firms that serve government clients really focus on are mission effectiveness and value. In Governing to Win, we introduce the concept that for government, mission effectiveness can be equated with value. This allows us to begin to measure value in such a way that it will start to inform and shape the activities within federal agencies. In Governing to Win, value is illustrated as a simple equation. Chuck Pro elaborates.
When we began to talk about competitiveness, the focus really needed to move to the mission and mission effectiveness. In the commercial sector, we measure ourselves a lot of different ways, but ultimately the measures that are important are return on investment and EBITDA. How much cash you're generating and how quickly do you turn that cash? Inside our government clients, mission effectiveness is the most important aspect of an agency that must be focused on. And mission effectiveness can typically be measured in terms of a value equation, as you've indicated, that focuses on quality and service and cost and time. And of those dimensions, it became very, very clear, you know, very early on in our conversations and working with our clients that the focus on time inside a government missions was, you know, a very, very important, if not the most important aspect of the value equation.
Quality could describe more accurate refunds or payments, getting the right commodity to the right place at the right time, while service could mean organizations that can regard you as an individual across transactions over time. Cost could mean a cost per transaction for government. Time could also mean a decrease in the wait time for processing of claims and grants. Chuck Pro explains.
The value of time is not necessarily just always dollars and cents. The aspect of serving clients, serving constituencies with many, many fewer bottlenecks in much shorter periods of time, in terms of taking wait times out of supply chains would be another example, in terms of taking bottlenecks out of intelligence processes, in terms of taking wait times in terms of how goods and services are flowed from commercial sector into our government clients. That aspect of time and how you measure time, you know, ultimately will drive down the costs and improve the service of most government missions.
For example, New York City has developed a new health and human services website. With more than 8 million residents, New York City has an extremely large job. It's a difficult job to provide health and human services benefits. Along with the difficulties of serving an immensely diverse population, the city has struggled with internal roadblocks inherent in government. With Access New York, a new HHS web portal, New York City residents can easily check their eligibility for 35 city, state, and federal human services benefits.
This is a great example. That is an example of the city of New York implementing a one-stop portal for social services transactions. And what that did, that took wait times from citizens out of the process. It speeded up the benefit delivery mechanisms of the state to the citizens and ultimately created a much, much lower cost, much, much more agile social services function within the state.
How can FAST government generate value and drive mission effectiveness? We will explore this question and so much more when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour returns.